Hi there. This week, I want to talk about teaching and learning and partnering with your kids. You're going to have to reframe how you look at this whole teaching-learning dynamic. You know, lots of times parents say, I want their learning to be inspiring, but I keep falling back on the ways that I learned in school. You know, what am I supposed to do? We want this educational experience to be creative and full of excitement. But even when we start out that way, that familiar school approach pops up and makes you begin to question it all. Worries about staying caught up or if they're learning enough come flooding in and crowd out all those fragile little thoughts of creativity and discovery. It's okay. You're learning something new. All of your life up to this point, you've been conditioned to keep conforming and believing in the fallacy that there's only one right way to learn. But that's what we're here to help you offset, right? So let's jump into the ideas that trip up people a lot. First, you don't need to teach. You don't need to plan. You don't even need to have excellent follow through. I know, shocking, right? You've probably been beating yourself up over that one for quite a while. But unschooling embraces spontaneity. So if you're an in-the-moment kind of person, that's exactly what your kids are going to need from you. They need you to meet them where they are each day, wherever that might be. This enables you to see what their interest is and what the next step should be without being distracted by the expectations of completing assignments or following through on a plan that isn't even really working. Do you ever go to bed with big plans but wake up forgetting what those were? I know I did that for a really long time. It's not that you're forgetful or you're an airhead. It's that those plans weren't really that meaningful for you. Or maybe the story in your head about what the day was going to look like when you woke up is drastically different from the reality that you're living in. Those stories in our heads can really create more problems than we ever realized. So instead, how about waking up to see what the day has in store for you? What's the weather like? That may give a hint as to what kinds of things can be done today. Which kid looks like they'd enjoy a little more connection time with you? What would that look like? What's a general structure in your family's day? Are they morning people or night owls or maybe a little of both? When are they hungry? When is their most energetic time? When is their slump? When we're in school, none of those questions matter. Everyone has to do what everyone else does in order for the wheels of the system to turn. But you're a family, not a system. And that means you get to pay attention to the actual needs and preferences of the individuals in your family. So schools throw around words like individualizing the learning and the experience, but that's a drop in the bucket compared to what families can do when it comes to individualizing. So instead of thinking in terms of school academics, that's so limiting. What do they enjoy? What do they want to do? How would they like their days to go? The learning will happen as they're doing these things. It's unavoidable. When we want to get better at something, we discover we may need more skills or more competence. And then that directs our next moves. Humans enjoy challenging themselves. It's just that we can't always see what's going on in someone else's brain, and we don't really know what part of that particular activity is more challenging than another, or maybe which they simply have to tolerate to get to the outcome they're looking for. But those are good skills to develop. And as long as you remember that learning is an inevitable byproduct of living immersed in your daily activities. You know, plus, they'll have that added advantage that they're acquiring confidence in their own abilities to direct their course in life. They'll get opportunities to practice seeking out the resources they need to get what they need from their lives. that's the start of all of that. This also may help you feel better about the idea of the activity they're engaging in. You might consider it fluff or not of any real consequence for their life, or maybe even a waste of time. But those soft skills that they're acquiring are very important. Again, not always something we can witness or check a box, but their capabilities they will take with them into another activity that may or may not even be related to where they first picked up that skill. So I can hear your questions. Okay, what kinds of things are we supposed to be doing? What if they never stop playing whatever it is? Lego, My Little Pony, Minecraft. Well, your lives are not going to look like school. That's the bottom line. It might look more like Saturday or a summer vacation that never ended. The kids aren't going to reach over for a textbook after a certain appropriate number of weeks of decompression. That was never the point of deschooling. Life doesn't really divide itself up into neat and tidy subjects. That only happens in school, and your kids don't go there anymore. So instead of focusing on doing math and reading and history and spelling and stuff like that, unschoolers focus on interests, and that's how their days fill up. And then, if fear still has a hold of you and you're still knee-deep in your own deschooling, you can look at their activities and make mental notes of the subjects that weave throughout them. It's usually not limited to one, like in a classroom, but it's more like multiple subjects weaving together, sometimes heavier in one area than in another. It's kind of like the thread in a tapestry. So I have a PDF for you that lists out a few everyday activities just to bring these to the front of your mind and help you recognize that these activities hold the learning that's happening. Without any major orchestration on your part, you'll need to be available, a resource finder, a tour guide, you know, a person to help make ideas sparkle from time to time, but you're going to have more of a supporting role than a teacher role. So I created a worksheet page for you to fill out as you're thinking about this child standing right in front of you. You don't need a book about what your third grader needs to know. Your real live, nuanced, curious child is standing right in front of you, giving you all the data you need. And now it's up to you to notice. So that's the plan for this week. Are you ready to dive in? It really isn't difficult. It's just about reframing some of these concepts. So I'll be back to talk with you again. And until then, enjoy your unschooling adventure.